Hallelujah, good morning, disciple family. Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for this powerful word, Father God. It speaks for itself, Father God. Help us with the interpretation to embrace it and to make it a part of our life in Jesus' name. The readings is Galatians chapter 5. What's the verses, must we read?
From 16.
16 to the end of the chapter. It's not a lot, but it, as I said, it explains itself. And we're reading from the TPT, so you can, it explains it nicely.
Let me emphasize this. As you yield to the dynamic life and power of the Holy Spirit, you will abandon the cravings of your self-life. When your self-life craves the things that offend the Holy Spirit, you hinder him from living free within you. And the Holy Spirit's intense cravings hinder your self-life from dominating you. So then, the two incompatible and conflicting forces within you are your self-life of the flesh and the new creation life of the Spirit. But when you yield to the life of the Spirit, you will no longer be living under the law, but soaring above it. The behavior of the self-life is obvious: sexual immorality, lustful thoughts, pornography, chasing after things instead of God, manipulating others, hatred of those who get in your way, senseless arguments, resentment when others are favored, tempered tantrums, angry quarrels, only thinking of yourself, being in love with your own opinions, being envious of the blessings of others, murder, uncontrolled addictions, wild parties, and all other similar behavior. Haven't I already warned you that those who use their freedom for these things will not inherit the kingdom realm of God? But the fruit produced by the Holy Spirit within you is divine love in all its varied expressions, joy that overflows, peace that subdues, patience that endures, kindness in action, a life full of virtue, faith that prevails, gentleness of heart, and strength of spirit. Never set the law above these qualities, for they are meant to be limitless. Keep in mind that we who belong to Jesus Christ have already experienced crucifixion. For everything connected with our self-life was put to death on the cross and crucified with Messiah. If the Spirit is the source of our life, we must also allow the Spirit to direct every aspect of our lives. So may we never be arrogant or look down on another, for each of us is an original. We must forsake all jealousy that diminishes the value of others.
Hallelujah. It's, yeah, so it explains itself there. But the beautiful, some tips, you know, if you're born again and you have the Spirit, you take hold. Yeah, you're born again, you've got the Spirit. And you're born again, you've got every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. So you know you are a part of the family. And it's like a child. He's born into a family, and then everything about the family consisting of the father, the mother, and its riches and its blessings, and its everything is given to you. So, and that's exactly the same with us. And it's now, the thing is, as it's saying here, is to walk in the Spirit. And how do you do that? By trying to overcome the problems in the flesh? No. Go to the great and precious promises. You spend time with God. You see the wonderful promises, you take them as realities that are there from God forever. So there's a scripture in Romans 8 that says, if once you've got the Holy Spirit, you're no longer in the flesh, but you're in the Spirit. So you take hold of that. And when you feel you're getting in the flesh, or there's the devil comes knocking, remember, he shoots his darts at you. And he's outside, he's not inside any longer. He shoots his darts at you. You take hold of those promises. You say, thank you, Lord. I'm no longer in the flesh, but in the Spirit. Thank you, Lord, that the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will quicken my mortal body, but also quickens my mind, that gives me that answer. I'm not tested. There's another scripture, 1 Corinthians 10:13. You're not tested beyond what you can handle, and God will show you the way of escape. And what's he going to show you? He's going to give you promises. He's going to give you scripture. So scripture becomes a part of your life. You hold on to it. It is faith. You live by faith. And that's how you overcome. You run to God with the problem, and you get on the answers, and then those answers are always a part of your armor. You remember it all time. And then what has happened, as you spend time in the morning, you start your day with the Lord, he always prepares you adequately for what is going to come. And then when you got that extra oil that you've strengthened yourself, your cup is full, you've got the extra oil to share it, encourage others relevant to that which you've seen, and then you've got that extra oil there to overcome, to know that this is going to be tested. So you're going to bring that truth in, and you're going to remember it so that you can be in the Spirit. Being in the Spirit is also walking in the light. If you walk in the light as he's in the light, the blood of Christ cleanses you from all sin. So it's always old going to the promises. I'll give you a tip here. When I was started running after about 30, 40 years, and I would run, and at times I would trip and I would fall and I get up. What do I do? Oh, you weak. Oh, you're not going anywhere. You're not strong enough. No. I say, I thank you, Lord. Your word says that you'll command your angels around me that I even don't stumble. I take hold of God. I call him into the situation. And I know then that he will then come and strengthen all that which needs to be strengthened. And that's exactly what happens. Because it's not about our willpower. It's not about how strong we are or wise we are. We've got a mighty, strong, wise, good God that is there to back us up. And that's what we do. We run to him, and then running to him is standing on the scriptures, calling them into being, and it's releasing the power of God, the angels, the power of the kingdom. Everything of God is behind his word. So it's staying in tune with your God. So stay in tune with your God. He loves you. He started a wonderful work, and he will complete it. He'll never leave you or forsake you. In Jesus' name, amen.
It makes me think of the song that we sing, The Power of Love. It says, the weaknesses I see in me will be stripped away by the power of your love.
Amen.